installment of A Conversation That Matters. I'm your host, Dr. John Roebuck, and I serve as the director of the Curb Center for Faith Leadership here on the campus of Belmont University. Today's podcast is the fourth in a series of devotional thoughts that I'm gleaning from the book of Psalms. Today we'll be taking a close look at Psalm number 4. Again, I'll be using a SOAP study approach. SOAP is Scripture, Observation, Application, and a Prayer. And so today we want to read through Psalm 4, and then I want to look for what's going on in the text, and then I want to apply it, give you some truth to think about, and then we'll close in prayer. So would you hear now the reading of Psalm 4 as I read it from the New American Standard Translation? It begins, "Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will my honor become a reproach? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly man for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. So tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. Many are saying, who will show us any good? Lift up the light of thy countenance upon us, O Lord. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than when there grain and new wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for thou alone, O Lord, dost make me to dwell in safety." Well, from that passage, I want to pull out just a single verse, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, "Tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still." Well, the theme of this psalm is much like the one which preceded it. It is that of finding peace in the midst of physical and emotional pain. The theme is that those who trust in God will find the ability to rest and even sleep in the midst of life's most disturbing moments. This psalm is the first of many to be subscribed to the chief musician, meaning that this psalm was intended to be used in worship as a song of praise. The chief musician, which is described, was the conductor of a company of priestly musicians and singers who led in temple worship. There are three themes contained in these eight verses. First is the petition for deliverance that David prays in verse 1. Next, David addresses the wicked to encourage them to turn away from their falsehood, verses 2 through 5. And then finally, David affirms that the only God who is able to provide great joy, peace, and rest is the God Almighty Himself, and that peace and joy and rest comes to those who trust in Him. In addition to speaking of the rest which God can offer, David also emphasizes the great joy that God gives. The joy that he describes is greater than the joy felt at a harvest when the crops are abundant. Well, now that we know a little more about the text, let's give some application. What does it mean to us? Well, the theme of anger is also a part of this psalm. That message is woven into its narrative. In the New American Standard Version, from which our focus verse is drawn, the word in Hebrew, which is regaz, is really translated as tremble. Now, most readers are probably more familiar with the translation that is used most often, the word anger, and you've heard the phrase, be angry and do not sin. In fact, the Apostle Paul quotes this verse in Ephesians 4:26. But that Hebrew word, regaz, it literally means to be so agitated that one quivers or shakes with anger. Therefore, the counsel of David is that of tempering one's anger so that it does not interfere with one's ability to relate to God, nor interrupt the worship of God, or even interrupt relationships that we have with others. Again, his translation is, tremble, but do not sin. You've been there, haven't you? We all have. Sometimes we let our anger with people and situations and circumstances so overwhelm our lives that it robs us of sleep. It threatens to destroy relationships. It even begins to interfere with how we relate to God. Have you ever been so angry that you just couldn't even pray? Or did you ever sit in church with so much anger that you couldn't even pay attention? Let's be honest, that happens. You see, anger can be a very destructive force in our lives. It is an emotion that we must honestly claim especially if we're going to have any hope of taming it. Claim and tame. Sometimes we deny our anger, and when we do that, we allow it to slowly churn away in our lives until we create an explosive moment. At other times, we lash out in our anger. We say things, we do things that we later regret. Anger is a part of who we are. It's a human emotion. But the key, according to David, is to handle it effectively and carefully. So let me challenge you that when anger starts to build, when you begin to feel it welling up within you, begin immediately to diffuse its power in your life. Don't wait for an explosive or destructive moment. Claim it, call it like it is, and then you'll begin to tame it. Let's pray. Dear Father, in the midst of our occasional anger, we pray that we may not sin against you or against others. In Jesus' name, the Prince of Peace, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for being a part of our conversation. I'm your host, Dr. John Roebuck, and this has been A Conversation That Matters. Thanks for listening.